We go to the hotline. Mr. Lance Taylor, Executive Director of the Arkansas Activities Association, joins us. Lance, yesterday we had you on, and we were talking about moving games back in the state tournament, and apparently we have to do that again.
Yeah, Trey, we're just not having good luck with the weather. It's just not warm enough to get, you know, all the roads clear to make it safe for all the kids having to travel on all these buses. So out of safety concerns, we're going to move all the state classifications, and they will now start on Thursday at 1 o'clock. We're working on the brackets right now. We haven't even finished working on the times of the bracket, but we're working on it up here. And so now the state tournaments for 7A and 4A will start on Thursday, and they will be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday. And then on the other classifications, Trey, 1A, 2A, 3A, 5A, and 6A will start on Thursday and go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday.
And obviously, so yesterday you were going to play games on Sunday, and now you're taking the Sunday games out, and you're going to add Monday and Tuesday to it.
That is correct.
For those 5, 6, 3, 2, and 1A.
Yes, we just got so many games, we just can't get them all in, we were only going to try to play 4 games on Sunday afternoon, and we'll have a lot more games than that now. We just can't do that. It's not feasible for the schools and everything. So, again, 7A and 4A, class 7A and 4A, state basketball will start on Thursday and go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday. And then class state basketball 1A, 2A, 3A, 5A, and 6A will begin on Thursday and run through Tuesday.
Lance, does any of this have to do with how long Basil's acceptance speech was last Friday?
Well, that's a great question, okay?
I heard he was only speaking for 7 minutes.
Yeah, we've heard that before, haven't we?
Yeah, Lance is on the board with me. So, yeah, we've heard them all.
You bet. What a great event. I've had so many people tell me how honored they were to be there just to watch all that, Wally, and of course, with your leadership and being the president right now, it was just a great event.
Well, I appreciate that. It was a great event. I think the inductees it was a really special night for them.
I agree with you 100%.
Lance, what does this do now with, I know you said yesterday there was some testing that takes place on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week.
Yes.
And how does the fact that moving the games impact those students that would have to be in testing?
Well, and we're not for sure about all the testing right now, Trey. I don't really need to talk about testing because that's not my field.
Right.
They're working on that, and more importantly, they're just safety's got to be our number one issue here first.
Right.
And that's why we were on. That's the only reason that we were going to play on Sunday afternoon because of those testing, and people didn't understand that. But again, the schools have just had to work with the State Department of Education the best they can, and to make the test up. But again, we've got to be safe with kids, and that's our number one priority.
And the revised state tournament schedule will be posted on the AAA website here shortly?
Here shortly, yes, sir. We're working on it right now.
And then what about the finals? You still start on Thursday and have finals on Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
That is correct, Trey. And also, since 7A and 4A are going to finish early on Monday, we're going to have those schools in here on Tuesday morning, and then the other classifications, we'll have those schools in here on Wednesday morning of next week to get everything rolling.
Okay, and then when you do get everything, because I know that Joey, when he seeds the teams and everything, that's usually done on a Sunday, but would you then take the 7A and 4A schools, and would they be playing on Tuesday?
Yes, or, we will be looking at that.
I mean,
we
Thursday?
Haven't made our final decision, but that could possibly be happen since they will have more time off than the other schools. Yes,
have them play Thursday, and then the other schools would will fill in the Friday and Saturday slate.
That is correct.
Okay, well, Lance, unfortunately, the weather has posed some problems across the state, and it's obviously the temperature's not getting warm enough to melt the ice quickly enough. But obviously, out of need for caution, I mean, you want to be over cautious. You don't want to get the school buses on the roads with ice and all the fans that want to try and get to the games as well, and you want them to have an enjoyable experience at a state tournament. So we applaud the decision.
You bet, of course. And you can probably ask Wally this. I know he's on there with you. I can't remember this happening in football and basketball in the same year, but, again, that's just sometimes these things happen. And, again, we just got to be cautious and make sure that the kids and the parents and all the communities can travel safely.
Lance, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you all.